This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power. I'm Adrian Cross. Stay agentic. Hook. Unchecked agent alerts quietly destroy leverage. One relentless feed of notifications converts executive attention into a reactive treadmill. Decisions slow, priorities blur, and the few moments that require judgment get lost in the noise. If your agents are producing more signals than your team can consume, you have a throughput problem, not a monitoring problem. Promise. In the next 10 minutes, you'll draft a one-page signal budget, a prioritized, rate-limited alerting plan that turns noisy outputs into decision-grade signals. By the end, you'll have the template, 3 rules to apply immediately, and a single action to ship before today ends. Core insight. Treat attention as a scarce budget. Every alert consumes executive attention. Attention has a capacity and a marginal cost. Map each signal to 2 numbers, the attention cost to consume it, and the decision value it can unlock. High decision value with low attention cost is gold. High attention cost with low decision value is waste. The signal budget forces you to allocate attention deliberately, who responds, when, and under what condition, so you keep optionality and human leverage where it matters. Point 1. Signal classification. Start by sorting every alert into 3 buckets. Critical, actionable, informational. Critical is immediate, high impact, and often irreversible. Think safety, core revenue failures, major security incidents. Actionable requires human judgment within a time frame, policy exceptions, customer escalation, material model drift. Informational is context or telemetry you might review on cadence, but which doesn't demand interruption. For each bucket, add a reversibility axis. Can you unwind the effect if you miss it for an hour or a day? If it's reversible and low impact, it should not escalate to a human immediately.
Quick check. Label by decision cost and reversibility. That single classification reduces 60 to 80% of unnecessary interrupts because you stop treating everything as equally urgent.
Point 2. Rate limits and thresholds. Design amplitude and frequency rules to control volume. Amplitude is how loud an alert should be. Emails, SMS, push, dashboard color. Frequency is how often identical or related alerts can surface. Practical rules. Rate limit noisy signals with cooldown windows. Require aggregation thresholds before notifying humans. And set amplitude tiers linked to cost value mapping. For example, for a metric drift signal, don't notify until it exceeds a 3 sigma threshold sustained for 3 measurement windows. Then send a consolidated summary rather than a flurry of messages. Use cooldowns so a single incident can't produce 10 notifications in 10 minutes. That protects attention and reduces signal oscillation.
2 practical primitives to implement immediately: sliding windows and aggregation buckets. Sliding windows convert momentary blips into sustained indicators. Aggregation buckets group correlated alerts across subsystems and present them as one decision item. When you need to be conservative, prefer aggregation plus a short human verification step. When you need higher sensitivity, tune amplitude upward, but add an on-call filter that requires an extra confirmation before escalation.
A single rule of thumb I use: replace frequency with confidence. If your system can attach a concise confidence score and the reason for it, you can reduce noise by suppressing low confidence alerts that don't change a decision.
Point 3. Escalation and rollback primitives. Define minimal human handoffs and clear rollback rules so you preserve optionality. Minimal handoffs mean a single accountable owner, a defined channel, and a required minimal context packet. What changed, why it matters, suggested next steps, and rollback criteria. Rollback primitives are explicit. If action A is performed, under what conditions do we reverse it? Who has authority to approve rollback, and what monitoring validates recovery? Keep escalation chains short and reversible. Avoid multi-person approval for early-stage incidents. Use a fast one-person decision with post-action review.
Also, add 2 automated safeguards: automatic cooldown triggers, and missed event audits. Cooldown triggers automatically suppress further notifications for N minutes after a human confirms receipt. Missed event audits record suppressed signals and routed digest to a human reviewer on a schedule. This catches under-alerting risks and helps you tune thresholds without blind spots.
Common failure modes to watch for: thresholds set without a shadow period, teams modifying rules ad hoc and reintroducing noise, under-alerting because conservative thresholds hide rare but critical failures. Mitigate with a 7 to 14 day shadow run, simple rollback triggers, and a mandatory review cadence.
Action step: draft a one-page signal budget in 10 minutes. Use this template: top header with owner and review cadence, three rows for critical, actionable, informational, columns for decision cost, reversibility, amplitude, frequency rule, escalation owner, rollback rule, and monitoring metric. Triage checklist: 1. Identify top 5 signal sources. 2. Classify each into the 3 buckets. 3. Set 1 threshold and 1 cooldown per source. 4. Assign a single owner and a 7-day shadow review window. Ship that page and start the shadow week. You'll learn faster by running it than by debating edge cases.
Recap: 3-line summary. 1. Attention is a budget. Map signals to attention cost and decision value. 2. Use classification, thresholds, and rate limits to turn noise into consolidated decision grade items. 3. Enforce minimal escalation and explicit rollback to preserve optionality. Your next step is drafting the one-page signal budget and running a 7-day shadow period to validate without risking coverage.
If this briefing landed for you, subscribe to the Agentic Executive to get a daily intelligence feed designed for high-leverage operators. Implement the signal budget this week, run a shadow week, and measure reduction in interrupts and time to decision. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.
You've been listening to the Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count.